We're guessing that sitting in a dentist chair is not your idea of a vacation. Just a wild guess. But it is for tens of thousands of people who go to Los Algodones, Mexico every year. The tiny town across the border from Yuma, Arizona, has proclaimed itself the dental capital of Mexico. NPR's Ted Robbins made the trip.
It's afternoon at the Hacienda Los Algodones. People sit around the fountain in the courtyard of the tile-roofed hotel. They're at tables or at the outdoor bar. Most of them look like they could use a drink.
Oh boy, I had 22 crowns done, 4 root canals.
Brian Quaid is still numb from the Novocaine. His mouth is bloody.
9 hours straight yesterday, and then today they did a deep cleaning scaling, and tomorrow they're installing all the crowns.
What could possibly make those three jaw-dropping days appealing to this cabinet maker from Seattle?
It's 50,000 up there, about 5 down here.
It's inexpensive. Prices average 2/3 less than in the U.S. And it's quick. There are so many dental labs in town, it only takes a day or two to make a crown, a bridge, even dentures. I know, just hearing that drill hurts. But a long line of patients are sitting in the hallway of the Sani Dental Clinic, opposite a long line of exam rooms. This town is a virtual dental factory. Some 350 dentists work within a few blocks of downtown Algodones. Most patients come for major work.
Implants and crowns. That's the most common thing that they have.
Miguel Ivareche, known to patients as Dr. Mike, runs the clinic's diagnostic department. He looks in patients' mouths, tells them what they need done, and how much it'll cost. He says dentistry is cheap here for some obvious reasons, inexpensive labor and real estate. He also says dentists in Mexico don't need to charge as much because they don't graduate with a lot of student debt. The government subsidizes many dentists' education.
When we go out of school, we have to pay the government, but we do it by 1 year of free service, and that's it.
There's also no high-priced mandatory malpractice insurance as there is in the U.S. Edmund Hewlett is a spokesman for the American Dental Association and a professor at UCLA. He says Mexico has good dentists, but he warns potential patients to make sure they're getting a good one.
My best advice is to plan very carefully, right, and know what you are signing up for. What are the standards that are in place, say, for regulation of the dentists in that country? What sort of safety guidelines are in place in the offices?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? Bien.
There are still some hawkers in the street as you enter Los Algodones trying to lure patients in. But not like decades ago when dentists began marketing to U.S. and Canadian patients. These days, there are companies online that arrange trips. That's how Ron Colvin came to Los Algodones.
Somebody told me about dental travel and then research on the internet and more research on the internet.
Colvin picked his dentist based on hundreds of online user reviews. He came from Indiana for dentures. He just had his teeth pulled, and he's happy with how it went.
Great dentist, young fella, patient, took his time.
Most people who travel to Los Algodones need a lot of dental work. That makes the town both a destination for dental tourism and a reminder to floss and brush so you can avoid this place. Ted Robbins, NPR News.